In this video, we'll be looking at how to get started with ML.NET. There are three ways to use ML.NET. You can use ML.NET through a framework API, so you can write code in C# and F#. So this is a code-first way of getting started. You can get started with a visual tool called Model Builder, where inside of Visual Studio, you can use a GUI-based tool to build custom machine learning models. You can also use the ML.NET CLI for doing cross-platform development on Mac and Linux as well. Let's look at what are the basics of a machine learning workflow. There are three key tenets of a machine learning workflow. One is around preparing your data. The second is around building and training your machine learning model, where you'll get to evaluate different algorithms with different settings and see which is the best model. And the last part is going to be around, once you have your model, how do you consume the model in your application, which could either be a web app, a desktop app, a mobile app, gaming app, or any kind of application. And so there are five key steps. The first two are around connecting to your data, whether it's stored in a database or in a CSV file, and you're extracting your features, which is more relevant to your problem. So for example, for sentiment analysis, you want to extract sentiment text as the features of your model. Then you want to train the model with using different algorithms, different settings, and then you want to evaluate the model which performs best for your scenario. Lastly, you want to consume the model where you can take this model and use it in any application. Now we'll look at how can you get started with the machine learning workflow in ML.NET across all the three ways that we have. The first way that we look at is getting started with ML.NET using Model Builder. So this is Visual Studio 2019. You can also use it in 2017 as well, where once you install the Model Builder extension, machine learning is enabled for all .NET projects. In this case, I have a console app, so I can right-click console app and say add machine learning, which will launch Model Builder as a tabbed window in the Visual Studio tool. I can start by choosing a scenario. In this case, the scenarios are around whether I want to do sentiment analysis, where I want to classify sentiments as positive or negative. I can do issue classification, where I want to classify issues into three different categories, or price prediction, where I want to predict a price of taxi fare, or I can build my custom scenario as well. So I'll choose sentiment analysis. The next step in the process is around data, where you connect to your data, you load your data, and you extract the features which are relevant to your scenario. In this case, I can either connect to file or SQL Server. So I'm going to choose file, and I can upload either a CSV or a TSV file. So I can launch this. I can go to my desktop, and I can upload the Wikipedia data set. Now, what this screen shows you is a sample of the first 10 rows of your data, so you can see what kind of sentiment you get for that particular sentiment text. The next step in the data process is choosing what do you want to predict. So in this case, I'm going to predict the sentiments. This is the output of your machine learning model process. So I'm going to choose sentiment as the column I want to predict. The third step is around training. So here, Model Builder uses automated machine learning under the covers, which explores various models and settings so that you as a developer don't have to worry about the intrinsics of machine learning algorithms and setting and figuring out which is the best model to use. You can run this tool for a certain number of seconds. The longer that you run it for, the better model that you'll get. And in the next step, you can evaluate the performance of this model. So in step four, what I'm shown over here is what was the current best model, which was SDCA logistic regression binary. This was the accuracy that I got. And the tool also explored different models. So here's a summary of all the different models that were tried. And I can see what was the accuracy of the other models as well. The last step in this process is around consuming the model. So in this case, I can hit add projects. which is going to add two projects to my solution. One is a console app, which has code for how the model was trained in this model builder CS, and a class library, which has the model.zip file, which is the machine learning model that was trained that I can include in my application. So I'm going to add a reference to the generated class library by saying add reference. And then I'm going to use this code from the screen in my console app, where I'm going to try predicting sentiments. So let's include a few namespaces here. Let's include the namespace to the model input, model output. And so in this case, I can say input.sentimentText equals, you know, this is root. So here is where I can try out different kinds of input. And in my output, I can say console.writeline, and I can predict the result of calling this model on this particular input. So let's go ahead and run this application. And you'll see that the predicted sentiment was true for this particular comment. So we saw this was a very quick overview of how to get started with ML.NET Model Builder as a way to build custom machine learning model. Our next step in this process is around getting started with the ML.NET CLI. So we'll take a look at how do you get started with ML.NET on a Mac or Linux. What I have over here is the terminal, and I've installed ML.NET CLI, which is a .NET global tool. And so if I do ml.net, so this is the CLI command, and I can say ml.net auto train, which will list out all the options that are possible on training a machine learning model. So let's go ahead and train a custom machine learning model for sentiment analysis. What I have done over here is I've downloaded the Wikipedia dataset, which is a set of sentiment and sentiment text, and I'm going to go ahead and create a .NET application as the first step. And so here, I'm going to create a new app called the Consume Model Console app. And so this is a .NET console app where we'll add this machine learning model to our application. Next step is around training the machine learning model. So in this case, I'm going to use a command called ml.net auto-train with the binary classification task, and with the data set as the Wikipedia data set, and in this case, the label column name, which is the column that you want to predict or the output of your machine learning model as sentiment. And I'm going to train the model for 10 seconds. Now, the longer that you train for, the better model that you'll get. When I start training, what happens behind the covers is the CLI uses automated machine learning, which explores different models with various settings to give you the best possible model for your scenario. So you as a developer don't have to worry about learning the intrinsics and fine-tuning the machine learning models. So in this case, I got a summary saying that there were about five models tried. The best model was average perceptron with about a 78% accuracy, and it created two projects, one a class library project to consume the model, and second a console app which has code for how the model was trained. So let's go ahead and add this model library to our application. So I'm going to go to my app, which is the Consume Model app, and I'm going to do two steps here. First is adding a reference to the class library, and second is copying the model file to this application. And so let's go ahead and add a reference to the generated class library. And let's go ahead and add the machine learning model as well. So we're going to copy the machine learning model. And we're going to add a reference to ML.NET as a framework by using this command. And so now we're going to go back into VS Code, and we're going to open this project that we just created. And so far, this project has nothing So you can see just a console app. And now we'll add code to consume the model that we just added. So this is the code to consume the model in a console app. I'll create an ML context, which is a machine learning context for ML.NET to do different tasks. First task is around loading the model, creating the prediction engine, and then creating an input file, my model input, where I'm going to give the sentiment that I want to predict, and I'm going to output the sentiment of my application. So now that we've added code to consume the model, let's see what the output of this code looks like. So I'm going to go back to my terminal, and I'm going to run this application. And so when I say .NET run, it's going to take that text, and it's going to predict whether this comment was a toxic sentiment or not. And in this case, it turns out that this is a toxic sentiment. So we just saw how to get started with ML.NET on a Mac or a Linux machine. Now that we're back in Windows, we look at the third way of getting started with ML.NET, which is through the ML.NET API. So let's switch over to Visual Studio. This is a console application, which is a .NET Core console app. And I'm going to show you how to do the same scenario of sentiment analysis using the ML.NET API. So this is the data set that I have, which is the Wikipedia data set. It has two columns, sentiment and sentiment text. And I'm going to train a machine learning model, which is going to take all these sentiment text and is going to predict what is the actual sentiment. The first thing I want to show you as part of the machine learning workflow is around loading data and extracting features. And so to do that, we start by creating a new ML context. So this is a context that is going to hold all the ML.NET intrinsics. This is similar to Entity Framework context or any other context that you're used to in the .NET ecosystem. Then I'm going to load my data into the ML context pipeline. So the step over here is around loading this Wikipedia data set. I've defined my model input type, which is going to be what does the input columns look like. In this case, I have two columns, sentiment and sentiment text. So I'm going to load the data and into these types. The second step around in the machine learning process after you've loaded your data is around extracting features and choosing a machine learning algorithm. And so in this case, the only features I have is the sentiment text. So I'm going to do text featureization. The next step is around adding an algorithm for binary classification. In this case, I'm going to choose a trainer called SDCA Logistic Regression, specify what is the output column I want to predict, in this case, sentiment, and give it the input features for training. So in this case, sentiment text. I'm going to train this particular machine learning model, and then I'm going to evaluate the performance of this model by checking what was the accuracy that I get of this model. The last step in this process is around trying the model. So once I've trained the model, I can create a prediction engine, which is a prediction engine I can use to predict the outcome of a certain thing. In this case, I'm going to create a sample input that I'm going to call in the prediction engine, which is going to return me what was the result of this prediction. So let's go ahead and run this particular application. And so the steps that this is going to go through is it's going to load the data, it's going to train the model, and then it's going to create the prediction engine pool, and it's going to try the model with the sample input that I gave. And so in this case, what it predicted for this input text, this was rude, was that this is a toxic sentiment. So just to summarize, this was an easy way to get started with the ML.NET API, where the first step is around creating the ML context. The second step is around loading data. And then around extracting features and adding a machine learning algorithm. Next step is around training the machine learning model, and then evaluating the machine learning model. And the last step is around trying the machine learning model with your custom data. So in this series of video, we saw how to get started with ML.NET. There are three ways that we saw: through a code-first approach using the ML.NET API, a Visual Studio tool UI-based approach using Model Builder, and a cross-platform approach using the ML.NET CLI. In the next video, we will look at how to build a custom machine learning model for doing sentiment analysis.